How do you want to kick this off, Chris?
Just going to take questions. We'll take questions for Brad. Then when he's finished on the podium, we'll just break down. He'll be available for one-on-ones, and then the players will be as well.
Anyone want to start off? We got the biker phone on.
How soon was this decision made?
It was made at the conclusion of the season yesterday. It's been an assessment that's been ongoing since my arrival here. It's been really an evaluation of the body of work and not a game-to-game emotional decision.
What were some of the specific factors that led to you to this decision?
Well, ultimately, all of us are measured on our performance. And when you're working in a profession of athletics, winning is a very big factor in that performance.
Did you and Spaz have a chance to meet after the season, either today or after the game last night?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Did you talk to any of the players about the decision you were with it? Or did you take any other opinions into consideration?
We did talk to the team, not in advance of the decision.
Are you aware of any disconnect from the players in the locker room when they had any pressure from them for any changes?
No, I didn't have any players coming to me and criticizing the program or anything like that.
Did the opposite happen? Any players with you lobbying for another chance?
Yeah, good question. No, and part of that may be because I haven't been here very long. I've only been here a little over 4 weeks.
The assistant coaches were thanked for their service too. Have they been relieved of duty as well?
They're still employed by Boston College and will be so until the end of their contracts.
Did you have much of a chance to sit down with Coach Nass? You said you've been here for 4 weeks, but during that time, sit down and just kind of evaluate what's coming to the end of the season?
I don't know that I would say that we had a thorough conversation that was an ongoing dialogue about the assessment of the program, if that's what you're asking. So no, would be the quick answer.
Without being too specific, do you have a framework of what you want in the next coach in terms of qualifications? Would that be a head coach experience? Is there any criteria that would stand out above others in your search?
Yeah, there's three. One is we want someone that oozes with integrity. Secondly, we want someone who genuinely and sincerely cares about the students, particularly their intellectual development, and will engage in facilitating their maximum development as scholars, as athletes, as leaders and servers. And the third thing is we want someone who's going to win.
Is there a timetable for making the hire?
We'll move as quickly as possible, but we will be very, very deliberate. This is an incredibly significant hire relative to the leadership of our department and our program. And so we've got to make absolute sure we get the best fit for what this program needs right now.
You're new here, and you now have an opportunity to kind of put a stamp on the program. Could you just talk about how you'll approach that and what that means for you?
Well, it's not really about me. It's not about my stamp. This is about a football program that has a storied history and tradition. It's about the players that have come here in the past and the level of achievement and standards that they've set for us to live by daily. And it's about our current and future students that are in this program. And so I'm really a caretaker of the great things that have happened in the past of this program, and hopefully a catalyst to returning to those high standards.
Is there any increased pressure with all the head coach positions opening up across the country to fill that position quickly before I was going to
leave? There may be candidate competition, but I think you'll see that BC is a very unique place, and the types of people that will be very attracted to this situation because of its uniqueness will stand out.
Obviously, without naming any names, but have you begun to compile a list of potential candidates?
Any athletic director in the country is prepared for any change that takes place. Does it mean that people on the list will ultimately be the ones that are hired or interviewed? Of course not. But we've got to perpetually be prepared for any attrition that takes place.
Brad, you gave a list of three characteristics you're looking for. Is it fair to say that Baz was good on two of those, and it was just the winning meeting. You talked about caring about the students and integrity.
Yeah, great question. I would say absolutely. Spaz clearly is a man of integrity. He genuinely cared about his students. And the performance, obviously, in the last couple of years has struggled.
What factor did the contract under the 2015 play in this decision? And what are do you have any details on how that would play out?
I won't go into details on the contract, but I will tell you that ultimately our responsibility is to do what's in the best interest of the students, the program, and the team. And so that was clearly our focus all along.
How important is it to have a Gallup head coaching experience? Was that a criteria that you're going to use in the search?
I wouldn't back myself into a corner saying that's a mandate. There are a lot of very talented coaches out there that have not had head coaching experience. Having said that, if all else is equal, that would clearly distinguish someone.
Is anyone on the current staff at Andrew?
No.
Anything else?
Anything from those of you in the back? Chris, how do you want to do this?
All right. We'll make Brad available for one-on-ones and players. Scale the beat on Bobby's corner here.
Gentlemen, thanks.
Thank you.